There now. Hello, Donna.
Hello, Ryan. How
there
are you?
There you are now. And you're in the car.
I am indeed, yeah.
Where are you driving from?
I'm living in Boatstrand in County Waterford, and I just texted you this morning when I was bringing my son up to summer camp. And at the moment now, I'm in Tramore, so
nice.
I'm doing a tour of the coast, yeah.
Do we have rainfall or sunshine?
We have fog, and the sun is trying very hard to shine,
yeah,
so hopefully
okay.
It'll come out, yeah.
I hope so too. So why did you get in touch with us? What happened?
Well, we were driving in this morning, and you said a very bold word on the radio,
what?
Ryan, and it caused chaos in my car,
what?
So we just said we'd let you know.
What did I say?
Well, will I see if Tilly will tell you what you said?
Who's Tilly?
Tilly's my little girl who thought it was very, very funny that you said bold words.
How old is she?
Tilly is 5.
Oh, no, I'm corrupting children. Oh, no, it's not fair. Hang on. Okay, put her on there. Does she want it?
Say hello, okay?
They often climb up and go.
Hello?
Tilly. How are you?
Hi.
So you were in the car with your mum this morning, were you?
Yeah.
What happened?
You said a bold word.
What? You're allowed to say the bold word just this once because I asked you. What did I say?
Arse.
Why did I say, oh, no, I'm so sorry. That's so bold. What did I, what, I can't remember. What sentence did I say? Or what was I talking about? Can you remember?
No.
No, neither can I. I see you. Donna's helping you out there. What's she saying? What's your mum saying?
What,
of course, yeah. They always do as soon as the radio goes on. What was the sentence or what was the context?
Oh, I think you were talking about ladies looking at men walking by.
Yeah, because I was just trying to even out the idea of guys lecturing at girls and girls always lecturing at guys, as we know from the Diet Coke ads. It's not just a man thing. Obviously, they're checking out his, I won't say it again, posterior. To be fair.
That's all right.
Well, here's my question to you, Donna,
mm-hmm.
as a responsible and loving mother. How did Tilly know it was a bad word?
Oh, because, now there's a long story there. We're going to France next week on holidays, and no, Tilly's brother has picked up that sometimes Daddy and I say bold words when we get annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So he has decided to request money from us every time we do.
The Euro jar, yes.
So that Noah got very indignant at the fact that you had said the word, and he told me to ring you and ask you for the Euro.
Oh.
And then Tilly thought this was hilarious, as little girls do, like winding up their big brothers. So
Noah, who's how old is Noah, your son?
Noah will be 8 next month.
Oh, good man. Okay, so well, he's coming into his own now at that age. That's quite a big shift into 8, 9 and all that. Now, he heard you saying to your husband, you give me such a pain in my arm. when you do that.
Something like that,
as mums and dads will do. And meanwhile, the Greek chorus in the back seat, Tilly, roaring, laughing at everyone's conversation. And here we all are now talking about
it. And that's it, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you didn't hear a friend who let off, who dropped an F-bomb later on, then, did you?
I did, and I kind of let a very loud cough.
Yeah, so did I. In fact, I pretended I didn't hear it. That's what I did. I just let it go, as the song says. Let it go. And off it went. So that's the end of that. So let's talk about Frozen and pretend that didn't happen. That's the other F-bomb, the Frozen bomb.
Oh, well, we love Frozen
as
well, as you can imagine.
I'd say Tilly knows every word of every song.
Every single word. She sure does.
Loving the name Tilly, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Love it. Why did you pick it?
Oh, you love this story too. I mean, I was a big fan of Matilda.
Hey!
But Matilda didn't really work with our surname, so we decided that Tilly suited her much better, and there she is now. Yeah.
I had a girl and a baby girl called Tilly, could you think Tilly Tubberdy would work, or would that be just completely bonkers?
Oh, I think it's quite cute, isn't it?
What's your second
name? Character. It's Coughlin.
What is Coughlin?
Coughlin, yeah.
Matilda Coughlin, you weren't working with, that wasn't working
no,
for you.
No, I didn't think so. And then when we had a Noah, I think a short name was nice to go with that. So, that's where we went.
There's a woman in England, an actress, and her name is Tuppence Middleton.
Fabulous. Yeah.
What about Tuppence? I love that name. Is it Middleton or not? I'm not sure, but it's Tuppence something. Somebody have a look at that G2 there. Isn't Tuppence an amazing name?
That's a great name as well. Not everyone could carry it off.
No.
So you'd have to.
You'd need the face or the personality or something
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay, so what do you do? What are yourself? Is it Middleton? Is it Tuppence Middleton? Yes, it is. What are yourself and Tilly doing now that you've dumped Noah in the camp? I mean, let Noah go and play with his friends.
Well, what it is Noah has autism, so okay. He does July school. It's July provision, so it's kind of school, aka summer camp.
Yeah, yeah. Dress it up as whatever it is. Get him off. Have a crack. Yeah.
But it's great. It's very important for them to keep in their routine.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Of course.
So that's me and Tilly some girly time during the day. So we're just getting all ready and set to go on holidays on Thursday. So all the jobs.
When you have, I have two kids, and a lot of people have more kids. A lot of people have no kids. But if you have two, it is really nice to spend time with one.
Yeah,
yourself.
It's important.
It's
yeah.
real nice. I think they like it and you like it and everyone has fun and then you get all back together again and everything's fine.
Exactly.
Well, Donna, it's been a pleasure.
You too, Ryan. You too. Thank you very much.
Safe travels. And thanks for sharing that. The Euro's in the post.
Very good. Right. I'll hold you to that.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye
for now.